Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, I heard you have a big bronze going to a university.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, Roy. Got to answer some prayers again for Sherry and Max. So we're going to have beans with the deer meat that we're going to eat. And and so we just had the Ashland University president contact us and one of the leaders of the board there. And they're going to get a divine servant sculpture. And the reason I'm mentioning that is the divine servant is Jesus washing Peter's feet. And that's one of the sculptures on display up at the garden.
That's
that Sherry
probably
and I
one
donated.
Of my favorite. That's
yeah,
up there.
And it teaches the essence of Christianity, of serving. And that's one of the last things Jesus did before he went to the cross, was to get down and wash the disciples' feet. And up there at the garden, you can see this, but it's a powerful message. And that's why we built this garden, is we just want to serve other people and bless them and introduce them to the Lord, Roy.
Now, this is a life-size one they're going to order?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah,
but
they
have
ordered it, praise the Lord.
I want to make sure that people that are listening know that they can order smaller versions
right,
from you.
Right.
So
sure.
If they're listening right now and they would like to get some smaller versions of some of the artwork that's at the cross in Kerrville, how do they reach you in order to be able to find out more information?
Well, again, all the art is donated by the artist. We're one of the three artists that donate, but you contact the individual artist if you're interested in their artwork. But ours, just Google the name Max Griner, G-R-E-I-N-E-R, Max Griner Art.
And if they're interested in another piece of art, then you'll get them in contact.
And we appreciate it, and that's, again, how we're able to do what we do and give to ministries and give to the cross.
How you spell Griner?
G-R-E-I-N-E-R.
Okay. Now, we have a miracle of the week every week that we always enjoy talking about, and if you would, share that with us, Max.
Okay, we had an interesting one that happened at the Easter on Saturday services that we had this year. We had a man in his 30s, and he came up, and he apparently was a photographer and had photographed lightning hitting the cross three times. And he was up there during a lightning storm to see if he could catch with time-lapse photography, and sure enough, the lightning bolt, he said, hit the left the right and then the center, kind of like the crucifix, you know, and the Catholics
really?
Do. And he was not a believer. And
I bet he is now.
But when he saw those three lightning bolts, bam, you know, and bam, bam, and you know, that got his attention, and I'm looking forward to seeing the images he said he got. But as he's telling me this, I said, well, do you believe in Jesus? And he said, well, no, I'm just investigating religions. And my sense was that he was in all kinds of stuff. And I looked at a little girl. It was his daughter's friend that happened to be there, and she was 10. And I said, young lady, do you believe in Jesus? And she said, yes, sir, I do. And I said, turn your hands over. She turned her hands over, and they were covered with the glory dust, the gold dust, that God just sprinkled her hands. So if you get the picture, here's this guy that doesn't know which religion is real, and he sees three lightning bolts hit the cross, and then he sees this little girl's hands covered in what looks like gold dust. And I said, Jesus is the real God. You can go check out anything you want, but they're all counterfeits. And if you want to know the real God, you know, you got to come to him. And I said, do you want to know the real God? If Jesus is God. And he said, yes. So he let me pray for him. And I just said, God,
This is all at the cross in Kirby.
All at the cross on Easter Saturday, the day before Easter.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we pray that he does come to know the Lord. God doesn't force, but he is doing some pretty interesting demonstrations of signs and wonders with lightning bolts and gold dust on this guy to get him into the kingdom.
You know, through the course of doing these shows, Max, we've had some great people on the show, but I don't think any greater than the two we have back this week. Jeff and Barbara Anderson have been involved in a lot of things at the cross and in the community. Great servants of God. If you would introduce those folks again.
Sure. These are two great friends that Sherry and I met here about 5 years ago, and they've become close friends and advisors and prayer partners, and they've really kind of come alongside of us to help us do this Garden for Jesus. And we caught them at a good time when they're kind of, I don't know if they're called retired or not, but they're plenty busy, but they've had time to give to the Garden, both Jeff and Barbara. And so they've been in business and success in business. They've been pastors. They have been head of different ministries, and now they've come to Kerrville to retire, I guess. And so they're giving a lot of their life to the Garden, and we're just honored to have them with us here today, Roy.
Jeff and Barbara Anderson, welcome back to the show. A question: how did you get mixed up with the Griners? And Barbara, this time I'll go with you first.
Do you remember?
No, I was trying to remember. I remember that you walked up the hill with us.
You remember, Jeff?
I think that was the first time I met you.
Tell us how we met.
We had a crazy donor of our ministry. He came into our office one time and did a backflip. And we were visiting a church, Impact Fellowship, and we were sitting in the balcony, and I looked down, and there was that crazy guy who'd done the backflip. And I said, Barbara, I want you to go down. Let's go down and meet him. I'm going to introduce you. And it was Chris Daniel, and he was next to you, Max, and introduced us, I think is how we first met.
Oh, wow.
And then you invited us to come out and see the cross shortly thereafter. And so we met you out there one afternoon, and three or four hours later, we walked up and down, but it was quite a journey.
Well, God wanted you to help the Coming King Foundation. Do you remember what you did first?
Well, our first big activity was the Prayer Path, which was a vision. Let's call it a miracle, because Barbara and I had been up praying for a donor who was from Houston. And as we looked out, I saw from the cross that day, and there was nothing there except a little ramp up to the cross, but I saw some rocks. And I remember thinking at the time, I think those rocks are in the way of where that cross on the ground, what's now called the tabernacle, was going to go. And a few nights later, I woke up and I'd had a vision that Barbara and I'd had a group of volunteers out there assembling these rocks in a kind of a prayer pathway. And I went out to the cross to sort of see and think through what I'd seen in this vision. And there was Max, and I shared it with him. And he said, well, let's walk. And so we began to walk a little bit. And then we got into it. It was a very, it wasn't a contoured hill. It was very difficult to walk. And we got in some areas where it looked like the pathway couldn't go. And so there was a volunteer there on a backhoe. And we invited him to come over and just ask him, could he bring a backhoe into this area? And he basically said yes. And we went on, walked the route, decided to pray about it. Well, we both happened to meet up there about a week later. Neither one of us had been to the cross since then. And to our amazement, probably this man, but who it was we don't know, had basically cleared with a backhoe-type device an 800-foot prayer pathway. So we immediately said, well, Lord, you must intend for this to happen. So Barbara and I got busy, and within about, 2.5, 3 weeks, we had assembled about 400 volunteers who came together and assembled that prayer pathway one Saturday morning. We had students from the local university. We had over a dozen local churches. We had youth congregations that came from far and wide. And we experienced not only the building of that prayer pathway, but we experienced some miracles that morning and salvations. And it was a
healing, too.
Yeah, healing. And it was just a great, great morning. But it was our introduction to ministry at the Cross.
What a great introduction, Max.
Yeah. You know, and let me kind of summarize what Jeff just said. What was happening, people were coming out there encountering God, and so they started picking up rocks off the ground and writing their prayers on the rocks. They just
did it. So this
wasn't
something that you planned?
No, that wasn't in the vision God gave me originally. I didn't know anything about that, but suddenly we know we have a lot of limestone rocks in the hill country, and people just start writing out their prayers. And then they started stacking them around a sign that we had, and suddenly there were hundreds of these rocks where you couldn't even get up close to the sign anymore. And then that's when, you know, I believe God told Jeff that they need a path. And as soon as, you know, around there, and now that path has become one of the most favorite features of the garden, where tens of thousands of people have written out
all
their prayers.
All spontaneous things.
They're probably
that
been,
had nothing to do with your planning, but
right.
was an act of inspiration from God.
There's perhaps 100,000 prayers have been written on rocks.
You think 100,000?
Yeah. Well, when you think about the ones we're now on our second or third, time through with each of the rocks, because over 6-9 months. The sun and the weather will
bleach
cause,
them.
You know, will bleach out a lot of what's been written through the Sharpie pens. But, you know, I'd like to just say that, you know, it was sensing that Jesus was at work on that hill that brought us there. But the truth of the matter is that we found Jesus through prayer in so many different facets in ministry. But, you know, I think that's a common denominator of how we find God in all, you know, at work in all walks of life. It's His gracious hand that leads us. It's through prayer that we begin to participate in His world. And it's through prayer that we begin to get involved. And frankly, if it hadn't been up there praying, then that vision may never have happened. And when we look at the tens of thousands, hundreds, perhaps 100,000 or people who have enjoyed riding on those rocks, it's humbling
right. It's like
to think how it began with one simple prayer for a person who'd been benevolent to help our ministries in Kerrville.
Right.
And
right.
If you've never seen this, I've had the opportunity to see this happen. You've never seen people do this. It's hugely therapeutic. Unbelievable emotion and feelings when they write these things down.
It's like the Wailing Wall in Israel, where people pour out their hearts and their praises and their requests. And it also, the other thing I saw about that day was it was the day that God united the body of Christ around its cross on the hill. Because up until that, we had lawsuits and atheists and terrible letters in the newspapers. And on that day, the body of Christ and all the churches came together and they did this project to create this path.
Our involvement at the Cross has been one of unity. And we've experienced so many different ways that the Lord's unifying the greater community. You can call it Kerrville. You can call it the Hill Country. You can call it the region, the Central Texas region. But it now expands virtually across the world. And I think this prayer aspect of the Cross is transcending our world.
Sure, exactly.
Before we run out of time, I want to talk a little bit more about the tour guide chaplains. You're both tour guide chaplains?
Yes, we are.
Talk a little bit about that.
This is the trail boss. This is the fire marshal right here. This is the head guy.
Well, tour guide chaplain or extension of this prayer, while we ask and encourage each of the chaplains to develop stories and testimonies about the history of the Cross, we actually ask them to be there because what we have experienced is most people, even if they don't know it, have come to the Cross for prayer. And having people who are open to the Holy Spirit to lead them. It's a stretching exercise to do this because when you say, can I pray for somebody, you have no idea what you're asking. And many of the times the prayer, the request is beyond your capability to fix your own. But it's like our own ministries. What we find is often while we don't know the answer, God does. And that prayer, that opportunity to pray with another people encourages somebody else. It gives them a sense of compassionate concern, and what happens is that the chaplain is blessed and blessed just with an amazing grace.
Jeff and Barbara, final question. Why do you spend so many hours serving at the garden?
Well, we like to be up there. It's a place of peace. I think most people would say that they feel God's presence up there. It's fun. I mean, it's fun to be around that, and I really like talking with other people. I like interacting with other people and loving on them and trying to help them and serve them. Most people need prayer. So it's very encouraging, and it builds you back up again.
Jeff? You know, Roy, Albert Einstein once said there's only two ways to live life. One is viewing that nothing is a miracle, and the other is that everything is a miracle. And that is probably the greatest expression I can give. We experience the miracles of God in a profound way every time we're there.
Jeff and Barbara Anderson, thank you for being with us. Max, any closing comments? How do they reach us?
Yeah, it's thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. One thing I was going to say is the tour guides get blessed, but you don't know what you're coming up to on those things. People have murders, there's been rapes, there's been all kind of things, drugs, accidents, and God uses the tour guide chaplains to meet the needs, and you don't have to worry, God gives you the words.
How do they reach us?
Thecomingkingfoundation.org.
One more time.
TheComingKingFoundation.org.
Jeff and Barbara Anderson, thank you again for being with us. Max and Sherry Greiner, thank you. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Thanks for tuning in with us again this week. As always, we have so many wonderful comments. I'm always anxious to share them with you. And for this week, I'll start off. The first one comes from Christine, and she sent hers in through TripAdvisor. She says, absolutely worth the time spent. I went twice, once alone and once with my 22-year-old son so he could see this. This is not a fancy place, just breathtaking. And I don't mean just the view. I mean the sense of peace and awe. The statues are detailed and beautiful. Don't miss one of the best ones at the bottom of the hill on your right as you drive in. I missed it the first time. You just drive up the hill and park. At the bottom of the cross are beautiful prayers. Along the walkways, the paved stones have the most loved and well-known Bible verses. It's just a beautiful experience. And if you've never owned a Bible, there are free ones available at the base of the cross. A donation box is there, but no one pressures you. I just highly recommend this for pictures, for prayer, and for peace. And we thank Christine for sending that in to us. Jim and Beverly Lanier from Arkansas said, thanks, Max, for taking the time to visit and pray with Beverly and me. The experience is one we will never forget and will look for an opportunity to return. I was so overcome with the Spirit that I could not even voice a prayer. This is truly a special place, but God did show me all of His creation is special, and we need to be praying in every place at all times. I needed this word of encouragement. I will be sending a gift for the garden soon. I also will be talking with Mike Huckabee soon, and I will let him know about our visit. I will be praying Colossians 1:9-14 for you and myself. Thanks again. And Violet Rodriguez from Victorville, California visited the garden, and this is what she had to say. As I was walking towards the empty cross, I couldn't control the chills and emotion of such a powerful symbol of Jesus Christ and His kingdom, the coming King. Thank you so very much. May the Lord continue to open new doors for this amazing ministry to the world. Maureen Rich from Canyon Lake, in her visit, this is the comment that she left, a holy place. Many sculptures grace this land with a walkway of scriptures leading up to the empty cross. It then tells of how the cross came to be and who donated the land, and a prayer garden of prayer stones. A very holy place where the presence of God is truly felt. It is a must-see. And Caper 2 from Tyler, Texas said, amazing place, a must to visit. We could see the cross from afar, but found the entrance quite by accident. It is a quiet and peaceful place to worship or just to visit. And I only have time for one more, and it comes from Joni Eilers from Riesel, Texas. I've never been there, so I'm not familiar with that city. My heart is overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit's presence on these grounds. Gives me hope that the vision God gave me can come to pass too. And that's all for today, and thank you for being with us, and I'll be back again next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.